B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What the hell's going on with Young Jock? Does he have a drug addiction we don't know about? Does he, like...
No, he's...
Gambling problem?
No. He's just trying to make another quick buck by picking up an extra side hustle. Nothing wrong with that.
He's basically an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Young Jock, people are harassing him because it's called pull up and go. It's basically another version of Uber, Lyft, or whatever. And they spotted him being a driver for it. So I'll ask again, what's happening with Young Jock?
Okay.
Is he in your Encore gambling group, Melissa?
He is not.
On Facebook? No?
I will say this, though. According to Young Jock, he's not doing it because he needs the money. He's doing it because he wants to teach the young kids a lesson that there's nothing wrong with having a side hustle to earn an extra buck.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you need to drive Uber, drive Uber. What's wrong with that?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
I'm asking what's wrong with Young Jock. Because
I mean, he does have a radio show, so he's making money. He's, you know.
Is he? Clearly, well, it's a radio show that nobody listens to if he's driving on the side.
Apparently not enough. But no, he's just he's trying to just let the younger generation know that there's nothing wrong with having a side hustle. Look, I'm doing it so you can too. That's it.
I'm going to ask one more time.
Oh, my God.
Stop telling me the lie that Young Jock said. What is wrong with Young Jock? Leroy, what are your sources telling you in the music industry?
That he's the reason for this is all a lie. It's all a lie. He is actually driving rideshare, and he has to. And I don't see there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with
there
that at all.
There is nothing wrong with it, and it's okay if he is trying to do something for the kids.
My only question is, how come people are so rough on him and they weren't? Remember the guy from The Cosby Show?
Yes.
And everyone was just sympathetic. The man ended up getting acting gigs and stuff like that.
The one who worked at Trader Joe's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So why not Young Jock? Why do rappers get, you know, criticized when they have to do side hustles like
this? He's an easy target, that's why. It's because it's Young Jock.
Because
he's an easy target.
A lot of hip-hop artists, all they do is brag about how much money they have.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that guy from Cosby Show... I can't even remember his name. That's what, like, you know what I mean? I don't remember. You saw him on Cosby Show. You saw him at Trader Joe's. Somebody at one point, he probably was working there for a while before someone was like, wait a minute. Why do you look familiar? I just happened to see a Cosby Show replay, you know, with you on it. But it's different with hip-hop artists. They brag about making money. So the fact that he couldn't hang on to some money and he's driving pull up and go.
Yeah, I know, right?
Imagine,
he can't even do it for, like, a reputable company. Like, no Lyft, no Uber. It's, what is it?
Pull up and go.
Pull up and go.
You know why? Because
that's
brand new.
Worse.
Maybe he's like, nobody uses pull up and go. You know, he's just driving around. And
that's right.
I don't like that name. It sounds
right.
Crystal
just sent us a message and reminded us that he's got 11 kids.
Ooh.
So,
well, okay.
I mean, that could be, you know, the answer there.
I wouldn't be able to do it if I were him. I wouldn't.
Is this his company? Do we know that?
If it is, he needs
maybe
to get some employees.
Maybe he's starting up something.
Why are we giving him credit here? He blew all his money.
Yes.
He has too many kids. He's hurting. I know somebody who had a gambling addiction and had to walk cats on the side.
Oh.
Hey. I wasn't walking them. I was feeding them. There's a big difference.
Really?
Yes.
And it was because you were trying to teach the youth the value of...
Yes.
Really.
Even I... can have a side hustle and it's okay.
Right.
Yes.
I just want to remind everyone the timing of the side hustle. It was precisely a few months before the Encore opened last June.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.